Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to WoW Challenges podcast episode 37. Today is Saturday, September 24th, 2016. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host.
Stone. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? Not good. Skype can die in a fire for all I'm concerned.
Yes.
I would love if Discord could hurry up and get us our video chatting so we can get the heck off of Skype. Because I am so tired of this. So tired. Just so tired. Yep. So how are you?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I'm good. I'm awake and raring to go for a Sunday morning here in Australia. Yay! It's all
Saturday
good.
Saturday night.
I just had a yummy breakfast too. I made like the best little ham, cheese, spinach, egg little muffin thing. It was so good. So yeah, I do cook. It does happen sometimes.
Really?
So yeah, that was good. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
anyway, yes, let's get on with today. So today we have got a very special guest, and we want to welcome Short from Ability Powered. Hey, Short.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for joining us.
I am good.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming on the show and also to have a chat with us. So we really appreciate it. First off, for those people who don't know who you are, how about you tell us a little bit about you, the player behind the character?
I am Short, which basically everybody knows me as Short in real life, just like they know my real name. It's just Short everywhere. But I run Ability Powered. I have a disability that's progressive called spinal muscular atrophy. So I started doing WoW disability things to help other people, and that's how everybody knows me.
Excellent. All right. And how long, like, when did you start actually playing WoW? When did you get into WoW itself?
I started in BC. I'll start my 10th year in March. But okay. I fought it forever. My little brother wanted to play it, and I was like, we are not getting that game. We have like 56k modem. It's not going to run it here. And I finally gave in, and I said, okay, I'm going to try one character on your account. And the next day, I went and bought my own.
That's how it usually happens. You know, once you start to play a little bit, that's it, man. You're hooked.
That's it. That's absolutely true. So then from when you started in Burning Crusade to now, obviously you've played a lot of different tunes, and some of them have been challenge tunes. So when did you find out about the WoW challenge tunes, and what made you want to roll something yourself?
I think it was at the end of Cataclysm. Everything was just so quiet, and everybody was bored. And I started noticing all these tunes on my friends list were like, Iron Cry, Iron Man so-and-so. And I was like, what were these people doing? So my friend made one. And I was like, what is up with the Iron tunes? Everybody's making them, I don't get it. And she was like, here, go look at this link. And I was like, oh, this is neat. So I got me and some guildies, made them, and we're kind of competing, and I got hooked.
Nice. And you are focused on what challenge at the moment?
Oh, I'm doing the Bloodthirsty.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like about the Bloodthirsty?
Well, nobody has completed it, for one thing.
Yep.
And yeah. I mean, how often do you find something in WoW that no one has ever finished? You don't do that. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna give this a try. But when I started playing it, I do better with that than I do with a questing. It's slower, but when I'm doing a quest, I tend to run into areas like, oh, I've got to kill 10 bunnies. And I don't pay attention as much.
Yeah.
But on our end, I just go somewhere. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to spend the next hour right here. And mm-hmm. I don't die as often.
Okay. All right, cool. So what race and class have you made your bloodthirsty this time?
She's a not-elf hunter.
Okay. All right, cool. And what level are you currently at?
Oh, I'm back down to the 20s. Mm-hmm. I had to run in with a particularly hateful rare. So I'm back in the 20s.
Aww.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you're very higher hateful than mine. So you're high. Yeah, I'm level 0.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. All right. So, Short, what has your fondest challenge memory been so far?
As greedy as it sounds, the last challenge games that we're doing were right at the end of Draenor, and everybody was wanting that low-level gear to start working under Transmog and their wardrobe. So I would get some and stick it in the auction house. And before I knew it, I was sitting on like a couple of thousand gold. And I was like, this isn't happening. But I mean, it was just because the expansion was coming and it was just unbelievable.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. All right. So what zones do you normally like to go through? I mean, I know for some people, they have their own little, you know, path that they like to follow. So what have you been doing with this bloodthirsty? Have you been going a particular route or jumping over to various different zones or how are you doing it?
I usually take the same route every time too. But I start out on Night Elf and you have the little crow things in the starting area. They're all neutral. So I just sit down there at one of the camps and nuke those as long as I can stand it. And then I go to Elwyn, then the Loch, Wetlands, Arathi, and soon after that I usually die.
Oh.
But I do it again.
Yeah. That's we do understand that feeling. Don't you worry about that. We do fully understand that feeling. All right. So what has been one of your worst ways of dying? Like, what do you think has been the worst or most embarrassing death that you've had so far?
It was the first thing that I hit. She was right at level 30, or maybe she had it level 30. And I was in the basin. And I was just going down the northern mountains killing things. Slowly and careful, and I got to the end of the wall, the next zone, and I turned around and I was running off, and I noticed my health was going down, and I looked up and I had been poisoned. And I looked behind me and there was nothing there, and I didn't see anything when I was running up, so I looked what was damaging me, and I ran it on Wellhead because it killed me. There was nothing I could do about it. And wow. It was the rare, I think his name is Zorn. Yeah, Zorn, the big spider, and he says it's cross realm. He phases in and out, so I never even saw him. He was waiting there, and he got me.
Wow.
Needless to say, I don't even go to that corner anymore.
And I don't blame you.
Yeah, my high level tunes have went down there and killed them just to get paid back.
Yeah. It's always good when you can take your big girls back and just be like, smush, take that for that death on my, you know, on my challenge tune. Damn you. So, ouch. Oh, that's, I think that's definitely one of the things that must just hurt everyone's hearts for those that play, you know, do the challenge tunes, that especially if you don't, you know, you're like, why have I got this debuff on that's taking health? Because that has happened a few times in the games over various different levels, hasn't it, Stone? Oh. I think over in Outlands, for sure, there was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure there's maybe some in the chat room that can testify that they have had a similar experience, not pointing any fingers at anyone, but there may be. We'll see what the chat room says. All right. So what do you think has been, you know, like unfriendly zones for you, Short? Like, is there somewhere you're like, I'm not going ever to that zone?
Northern Stranglethorn, there's so many stealth mobs, and I didn't realize it the first time I got my character up there, and I was all confident and cocky. I'm like, yeah, I've got this, I'm just gonna go through it slow, and here comes cats out of nowhere. So I avoid that zone completely.
Okay. Alright, yeah, that's a good idea. Alright, so what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune for the first time? And do you have any extra tips or tricks that may help someone in playing these tunes?
I would say go do it and realize up front you are going to die, and you are probably going to get frustrated a couple of times. But one of the reasons I like it so much is you see your answer are totally different. Like, I'm paying attention to, okay, what is this mob going to do? Where normally I just plow through them. And mm-hmm. and the scenery, because since I'm doing Bloodthirsty, I'm just, you know, kind of standing around certain areas. So, I've noticed more like, I think I've got way more screenshots doing challenges than I do regular, because I'm like, oh, wow, look, it's raining, and the sun's out. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think you've noticed more.
Someone else that likes taking screenshots, Stone. Isn't that awesome?
Who would be? I'm not really sure who you're talking about.
That's good. Alrighty. Now, before we continue on, I just wanted to ask you a couple of extra questions, actually. So, do you find that when you're playing the challenge tunes, is it playing any different to how you would play your normal tunes? As in, like, when you run your normal tunes, do you have extra add-ons or anything that help you with your disability? Like, does that come into a factor of what you've also got to look at when you do a challenge stone?
I tend to try to stay around neutral mobs, and most mm-hmm. zones have some somewhere. That way I don't have to worry about I'm not the most mobile getting mm-hmm. away if something pops up. So I try to put myself in areas where there is wide open space or the mobs are neutral. And then I use MovePad that's in Warcraft to play. And yeah. Somebody from the add-on community, I've been nagging Warcraft devs forever to give us rotate buttons. Because you can't do it with the MovePad. And somebody made an add-on called MovePad Plus. So you can start running and then you can turn with the move pad, and that's helped just get me out of places a lot better.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. All right. And like, what's your main? I want to know what do you play as your main tune?
Asriella, she's a Restore Druid. In raids, I do a lot better healing because I don't have to target. I use helium, so mm-hmm. I just hit the buttons beside who needs healing, so I don't have to click the target, then click the DPS. So it works out better.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty cool. So what level has she? Have you hit 110 yet? Or?
Yeah, she's 110 and ready for raids. We're sorting. Everybody's always like, I'm going to sort raid and open a day. The guild will sort raid with my guys. Yeah, most of my team is 30 to 50. We're not in a rush. And yeah. I don't want them to get bored before the end of the expansion. So I'm like, you got to take an extra couple of weeks. We're going to wait for the LFR to open. We're going to do that to DPS check people. And then we're going to hit it. But she's ready.
Okay. Cool. Oh, that's awesome. Well, Kurt, that's really cool. Good luck. So when you're hoping to go in this coming week?
We're going to do the LFR on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how the DPS looks for my guys, they will probably hit it. Try normal Monday.
Okay. Cool. Well, good luck. That's really awesome. All right. Well, I just wanted to throw some extra questions just to find out what your main was. And healing. I do not envy you that. So good luck. I tried healing last night. It was... Anyway, let's move on.
It's always an adventure. Yes,
it is. Oh, yes. All right.
You want me to play the bumper?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to play the bumper now, and you can't hear it because of audio issues.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay. There we go. So,
awesome.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Brewfest. Brewfest is back. It runs.
Guzzle.
And it runs again from September 20th through October the 6th. It was the same period last year, which I thought was interesting. Okay. It didn't shift. So for Irons and Pacifists, I guess, dailies are allowed. Bloodthirsties, I mean, I guess you can do them, but they're going to count towards your quest limit. Brewfest Enthusiast buff, that's the XP buff, not allowed. So if you happen to be around in the zone,
when the keg gets tapped?
It's like 6:15 p.m. server and 6:15 a.m. server. Yep. That's when the guys come out and give the buff. If you're in the zone, just right-click it off. And the dungeon to kill Khorne Direbrew is also not allowed. So, everything else is pretty much okay. I mean, there is a new toy in there that if you want to get, but it doesn't really do anything. You just put a sausage hat on your head.
It's a toy. It's a sausage hat.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would not love that? That's awesome.
Sure.
And there is goes, goggles.
Sorry, it goes short. With your bacon.
Yes, that's actually.
Yes, it does.
Actually, you know what? That's right. There is a cosmetic hat that's white, so it won't trip off any green gear, all that stuff, right? So
you
can get that and wear it, and you should be okay.
200 tickets it takes for first of the tickets. So, yeah, which means that you could do your ram racing and your beer calling. What do you call it? You know, the orcs and the troll one where you go into Ogrimmar. Could do that. And if someone's killed the, you know, the iron duvies that come, and try and take stuff away.
Doovies.
Yeah, I know. My words are so good today. Sorry, guys. But that gives you a daily that'll pop up for about 10 minutes. So if you do manage, but I notice that not so many people are around. The first day or two, everyone was there. And now nobody's there, which is like, it's still got 2.5 weeks to go.
Okay.
Damn. Barking. Thank you. Yes, the barking.
Yes.
The brew barking. Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Barking. Oh, there's a joke there, but I am not brave enough to do it. So, I have not drank enough, that's for sure. I think I'm far enough away, right? But I, you know.
No, you'll never be far enough away.
So the other thing that happened in World of Warcraft was that there was a whole bunch of hot fixes that happened to pretty much every class. And changes to some dungeons, like some nerfs and some stuff like that.
But when's that come into play? Tuesday?
That is hot fixed. It's right now.
No, it's not, because my Reign of Fire ain't doing...
Well,
it's still doing the same.
They said they were hot fixes, so...
Yeah, we had a discussion about this last night. I was like, yeah, my stuff's not doing what it should be doing.
Maybe it requires a server reset. Possible.
Yeah, maybe.
But usually with a hot fix, it just goes. And once again, with my spec being able to out DPS Frost, everyone that went Frost cried, and now they got their buffs. So here we are again. Frost's got to be higher than the best spec in the entire game. Anyways, so are you happy with the changes that came in? Or, you know, because I know that you were having problems with Warlock. Ooh, I'm hearing a tone. Yay, hearing things. It's not you, it's me.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say I don't hear anything.
Yeah, sometimes I hear things.
Warlocks, I don't know, because I didn't think the changes were in. Because when I looked at the stuff that I was doing, I was like, it's not giving me any. But yeah, I've not been happy with Destro, so I'm kind of hoping that this will balance back to where it should be. But I've not been on today to really have a look, and I wasn't on my Warlock very much last night because I was healing a dungeon, which... Mm. Anyway... we will just not worry about that. So I'm excited to see how the Warlock will go. Sure, what about you? How are you? What changes are you happy with what they've put in for Druids or all the classes?
Since Legion, I haven't even looked at the hot pieces. I'm a bad reader. Bad reader. But I haven't had any problems.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good. That's awesome. All right. Okie doke. Well, we'll put the link up in the show notes, too.
Yes,
so
yes, I've got a link for it here. I'll put it in the chat room, too, just in case.
Yeah, just in case. All righty. Okay, well, how about we go on to site news?
Okay.
And Stone, what have we got?
So, as we discussed 2 weeks ago, last week? Or 2 weeks ago? I think it was two
Last
weeks
week?
Ago. No, I think it was 2 weeks ago when we had Roguester on with the Iron Man rules. So the Iron Man rules have been updated on the website and the titles have been added as well. So the titles, you know, I changed the Mist Pandaria one because I didn't really like Mist Full, so I called it Mist Dash Ickle. So. And I'm not really even happy with that one too, but I think I kind of like that more than the other one. But if somebody's got a better one, let me know. So what you'll see is that if you ever hit max when it was max, your character will have Iron Champion and the level beside your name. Other than that, it will show you your title as far as level 60, 70, 80, 85, 90, and 100. That's live right now. And that's only on the Iron Man list. I believe it's on the Honored Dead as well. I have not done anything for Bloodthirsty or Pacifist yet. I'm contemplating on differing titles, something more in with the theme of those. Otherwise, I did update the rules and reworded some of them to be in line with the back to basics theme. So if you go have a look right now, I did not separate them into core rules and the maybes. I just put them up as, you know, this is what you should be doing and this is what you should not be doing. I did keep the elixirs for quests, so you can still use the elixirs for quests because the code works. I actually just put it in red bold, use at your own risk kind of thing, because you can still use it. Just, you know, to be honest, it's safer if you don't. I did add two quests from Legion. Feathersong's Redemption requires you to use Thaedris's elixir, and the quest Borrow Time, which is from the Warlock campaign. I don't know if you've done that one. Uses the Shimmering Elixir of Suspension. So those are added, and if you've done those quests, you can only use the elixir once per quest turn-in. If you need to use it more than once, don't bother. I would say try to complete the quest as best as you can. Don't use it twice. You run the risk of getting red flagged, and I can't overturn those ones. So, like I said before, it's probably better just don't do quests that need you to quaff in elixir, because the XP really, it's just a few of them, right? So it's not worth it. The mount rules have been changed, so you can use your heirloom mounts from level 1 to 20, which also means that you can use your Water Strider and your Yak if you want. We also changed it so Warlords and Legion Flying is allowed, account-wide abilities are allowed, so, for instance, scenario skipping, we can't track that anyways, and for that particular one, we already said that it was going to be okay, because, we wanted people to be able to get into the new quest, zones, right? And not have to be just kind of held back, right? So, so that also includes the toy box. And now, the toy box, I have the bigger problem with. There is a toy that you can use once every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and it heals you up to full. And
I can't remember if it was 10 or 30 or something, you know, but it was...
And it's okay. It's, you know, so I added it in saying, you know, okay, you know, I just... That one bugs me. Just that one, because it feels like an extra boost for somebody that may not have gotten it, right? And it just, you know, because getting back up to full health... That's huge. Like, that's a big deal. Especially if you want to roll a paladin, right? So you've got your lay on hands, which is your full big heal, and then you can also use this toy, right? Which is, I mean, it's just huge. So I've still added that in as toys are allowed. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it, but, you know, have fun. I don't know.
Well, it's like anything. If you don't agree with the rule, don't do it. And
yes.
I think that's what we were discussing the other day.
That yes. If you...
I don't know why you'd want to use tools. Toys.
You love on tools. A
challenge turn.
You seriously love tools.
Why? Like, I wouldn't even think to be looking at that, because toys is not something I would even contemplate using on a challenge turn.
Because
it's not, the challenge turn's not there for me to bring out my fun stuff. It's there to, you know, level and see if I can get further than what I got last time. And, you know, when I'm flying low, not to get myself killed. but, you know, so even though you've got the rule in there, and I suppose it's a personal thing. If you're going to go with the toys, well, but I know that I would just
and
not utilize them.
That's why I kept it on. I mean, as much as I don't agree with it, that's why I kept that on. Because, you know what, if you don't want to use it, good. It's funny when you go look at doing gold mode runs. Remember back in the day, I guess now, right? So a lot of them, when I paid for my run throughs, they use toys. And they use toys to be able to get us over walls that were not. It was nuts. So toys help a lot. Again, it's something I can't track. So, you know, if somebody, you know, if we were to say toys are not allowed, okay. If somebody goes and makes it to max and, you know, and then a person said, oh, well, I caught them using a toy, you know, then it's, again, on me to be bad guy. And I don't particularly feel like doing that, to be honest. I'd rather allow it. And if you don't feel like you don't want to use it. Wow. Words. I think I might need another beer. Yep, I'm out. So so if you don't want to use them, that's fine. The other changes that I made was to Draenor. I did change the rules actually to just to say that flying was allowed, and I said that all buildings are allowed except the level 2 barracks, because no bodyguards. Because bodyguards are like no man. I also changed it so that zone-wide perks are all allowed, except, again, for the brewery, which is in the Spires of Arrak, because that gives you an XP boost. So that's, I mean, we've never let anybody have, like, boosts like that, so that's just a given. And the Legion changes, we just change it so that flying is allowed whenever they allow you to fly, I guess. So, I haven't completed my Pathfinder yet. the other thing was artifact weapons. We're probably not going to allow it. I know I said, you know, hey, we'll look at it in like a month or so, but it looks like, from what I understand from Lysan, that all the Legion quests are now available in all zones. Doesn't matter if you have your artifact weapon or not. And for me, that was a key thing, because I don't want to limit you from, you know, trying to do the quests, right? If you never had your weapon. Now, if the quests are all there, then I say weapon is no go, because it's super, super strong, right? I do technically have a way to track it if you've done the quest. So I think when it's time and we know 100% for sure, because right now we don't, this is not 100%, right? If you've done the quest, then likely we will red flag you. We will put up a warning and all that stuff. But characters that have gone through it now won't be red flagged, because that's not fair. Just for the future ones, just so that you guys know. But again, we have not made an official call, I guess, because we still don't know 100%. I would like to see more people than Lysan get higher, right? Because if it's just one person, I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's grass for him. But I would like to see more than one person be able to hit max before we say yay or nay, right? Because if this is just a one-man show, maybe
well,
not.
Well, we've got to give a time.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been into it like a month, right? Yeah. I think it's almost like not even a month. Yeah. So... that's it. That's it for what my part.
No worries. I was going to say, Short, is contemplating doing another Iron Tune? Would you, you know, do you think that might be in your future at some stage?
Oh, yeah. I've still got one at 20-something, so she's trying to keep it one.
Okay. All right. And what are you running? Okay.
I think I break it up. Okay. Nado is not a funner. I always see not openers.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, good luck, and we will definitely see how all the irons are going with the changes. So thanks, Stone. Thanks for that.
Okay. Yep.
All right. As he causing havoc in the chat room again, I'm assuming.
Well, license no. way to get to level 108 right now is do not die.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Absolutely.
That's good strategy right there. Thanks, Lyson. That's awesome. All right, let's do the state of the challenges for this week. And I'm going to take the irons. So here we go. So irons we have got is Darrow Iron at 73. Peaches hit level 80. Ferona hit 101. Ferris Sky hit 101. And
D-Driven.
Then M. D-Driven M.
Never died.
Oh, okay.
It's never hit died backwards. It's never died backwards.
Oh, of course it is. Okay. Excellent. Hit 101. Wow, we've got three at 101. Congratulations, guys. Yep. All right. So then Never Died H hit 102. Wow, nice. Catster. Hey, Stir. Hit 102. And Ironster hit 103. Very well done. Iron Ashes, we lost at 103. Oh, no. However, Lysan, the power machine that he is, hit 108 today. Congratulations.
I don't want to jinx anything. Grats,
that's
but
what we're saying. He's in the chat room. That's awesome. But I think he's got a good strat. Don't die. That's always that's good. But look at that. Good job, guys. It's fantastic. Alrighty. Short, can you take the bloodthirsties for me,
I
please?
Can. Thank the you. Bloodthirsties. We got Rania. Poor Rania, rest in peace, 18. Zaya Blood at 20. Metal Monk DBT at 21. Cruel Madness at 31. And Soulbound at 53.
Awesome.
Woo! 53.
Soulbound is Nisi, I believe.
Is Nisi. Yeah, Nisi's in the chat room too. I'm sure I saw her just before.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Good job, Nisi. That is fantastic. All right, let's have a look at our pacifist for this week. We have got Dove at level 27. That's cute. Wow. That's to get that spelling, too. That's good. Flower Child hit 27. And Fred Elgist. Okay, hit 28. Translated the ugly truth.
It was translated from Bell Hole Russian. Belarusian. And it comes out as the ugly truth.
Right.
I'm like,
hit
okay.
Level 20.
Sure.
Yeah, that's cool. So Zaya Pacey.
Passy.
Zaya Passy. Yeah. Yeah, that works. Okay. I'm just so used to seeing Zaya Blood that it's thrown me. So Zaya, this is cool. Hit level 31. Little Thorn hit 33. I can always get this. Umpa Pumpa. Hit level 41. I do love that name though. That is so cool. Huey Hamster is such a cool name. They hit 43. Latifolia hit 51. And Inapt Iron hit level 61.
Is Inapt that Iron is awesome. 5 iron? I think so. I think it is. Good
job. We didn't lose any pacifists. Well done. And Cruel Madness is Madness of Mine in the chat room.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Mad, that's cool. Five. Congratulations, though. 31. Well done. All right. Okay. Well, how about we talk about our week? So, Short, how has your week been in the World of Warcraft? What have you been up to?
Good world quest, man. Oh, they're everywhere and I can't stop doing them.
You're addicting.
there's always like one more. It's like, oh, I need to go to bed, but oh, there's a ring. It might upgrade. I have to go get it. It's awful.
I think I've only done a handful of them. I'm still trying to. I think I finished off all of my quest zones. I'm pretty sure now. So now I'm going to be doing those ones. I'm like 17 out of 30 for my class order hall quest that I have to do 30. I'm like, yeah, yeah, okay. Sure. Have you been doing any of your Bloodthirsty short?
Not yet. I'm the guild leader of our guild.
Yep.
So, because we got raids coming up next week, I've been panicking because I did the math to figure out how many herbs we were going to have to make the cauldrons. So, it's like, world quest, go pick as many flowers as I can stand to pick, and then go back. So, I've been very busy.
Wow. Well, good job, and at least you'll be ready for raid. So I know that's certainly a factor for quite a few of my friends who have been gearing up and getting ready to raid the past, the past few days. So no, that's cool. And the good thing about doing a challenge soon is you can just pick it back up. I mean, it can take you a little bit to get back into the rhythm, but they just can sit there and just be like, yep, we'll just get a little bit of rested XP. That's nice. It's always a good start.
And we've got gnome hunters now, so I'm going to have to make a gnome hunter. Gnomes are my thing, so.
Goodness gracious.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. Well, definitely, you need to make a picture and send us a picture when you've got your, when you do make a new one. Pickies are always good. I like to see pickies.
You mean excellent. A screenshot, Lita.
A screenshot. That's the same thing. You know what I'm talking about.
If we can use toys, we got the selfie camera, we're good to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Don't be. Oh, that could be a whole new challenge. There we go. No. And we've lost Stone. His eyes are rolled into the back of his head.
Oh, admit it. That's why he let us use toys, right? It's That's just right. for the selfie cam.
Yep.
He wants to take some more selfies.
Yes.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Nice. Awesome. All right, Stone. What have you been into this week in the world of Warcraft?
I didn't stream, but I leveled my Iron Mage up to 37. Woohoo!
Nice.
But then we got into some problems. I was like wondering, you know what? I thought there was a quest around here that kills you, but I'm watching out, right? And I'm reading the quest text to see, do I have to take a potion or does something look off? And I finished Northern Goldthorn, and that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I started getting into the cape, and one of the quests was there's a troll behind some crates, and you have to go help her to go chase down Anzil, right? So you're going through portal after portal, and one of the portals is like the one with the poison snakes, right? And so I beat him, and I can beat them pretty easy. I'm not too worried. The problem is one of them at one point he's channeling a spell or something, and in the chat text it says, quote, quick, grab onto the ladder, that troll doesn't look too friendly. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm looking around. I don't see a ladder anywhere for me to click. I'm looking up, looking down, nowhere. And I'm looking at his cast bar. I'm like, so what's going to happen, right? So I go, so he's about to cast, and I pop my frost shield and did I have ice block? I think I had. No, I didn't have ice block because I think I was in fire. I can't remember 100%. And then it completed the cast and it killed me in one shot.
Oh.
And I was like, that's nice. And then as I'm there dead, there's a ladder hanging over top of me. And I'm like, that was not there. It was not there. Like, dude, what's going on? So I, and I'm mousing over it and you can click get, but I'm dead, right? So so the mouse turns into the cogwheel, right? And I'm like, that was not there. If it was, it was right in front of my face. So, really? Really? So I flipped my table and I was like, I'm not playing this week. Done. So we'll see what happens next week, because I just, that really cheesed me off. It felt like a bug.
That's the highest mage that you've done.
Yeah, that's the highest mage I've done, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And things were going fine. So I'm going to chalk this up to a bug and not to me, because I definitely did not. It was not there. It was not there. So.
Well, you know, those quests, we get them, those terrible quests everywhere that we try, and yeah. So that's another one to be very wary of. So that's a Zanzel one down in
the Cape of Stranglethorn. And that was it. Yeah. So I was thinking about rolling another one like right there, and I'm like, no, I'm too mad. I'm too mad for it. And I was thinking of maybe rolling a Death Knight, but I'm like, no. Just give it a break. Give it a couple of days and get back at it next week.
Yeah.
That one really made
maybe
me
you
mad.
Should do a poll. Maybe you should do a poll on Twitter. What's your next time you're going to do?
I don't want to do that.
Go on. Go on.
No, they're going to make me pick something I don't like. Oh, great.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That'd be awesome. Great.
Awesome.
Do an RNG roll right now, and that can be the next one that you do. That would be good.
Yeah?
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with whatever your next one. Yeah, okay, hold on. Okay, yeah, you just go on about your week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right, you set it up and I'll talk about my week, because my week is massive. I had a big week. Not
massive. That's what she said?
All right. So what I did is I did look at my tunes. I looked at all of my challenge tunes and I went, you know what? Yeah, I know I have a problem with with alts and many different levels, so I figured I did need to cull, but there was a couple that I was like, no, I can't cull that one, and no, so I did end up deleting an iron and a blood. The iron I think was about a level 20 and the blood was about a level maybe 12 or 13, so I was like, no, you know what, I've got them at various stages. Like my bloodthirsty is like 32, 33, so I'm happy with, I'll just keep her at that, and then my other irons are all at different levels, from probably about 20, I think I've got about a 23, a 32, and then I've got my 61, so I'm like, right, I'm just gonna leave it at that. So I did do a little bit of culling, but two tunes isn't too bad out of, 88 tunes. I think that's not too bad, really. So I did look at my bloodthirsty, and I actually jumped on her. So I'm running a druid, and have been for quite some time. She's over in Stone Talon, and I've just been taking her outside and killing the mobs outside the inn. And I started doing that. And the problem with, like, a mid-afternoon, because I'm still on holiday, so which is good. I'm going back to work soon, but not at the moment. Man. Still got a week. And mid-afternoon, I don't know about you guys, but there's times when my buddy just is like, okay, you need to go sleep. And I started killing on her, and then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, I got really tired. And you know what? Rule number one, if you're tired, get off your challenge soon. So so I did, I think I killed maybe about 10, 15 things, and I was like trying to get myself into the rhythm, and I was like, okay, come on. And then the body just was like, no, you're done. You're too tired. It just comes kind of in waves, silly body. So at least I've made, you know, I've got a Basel set up. I've got everything. So she's ready to go. And
We will see. She's in Stone Talon, so she's like, I feel like I'm not sure if I'm ready to go into Decilus yet. Before all the patches and Legion coming out, I found Decilus was a bit of, she was still squishy, so I might venture in to see how she goes, because with the changes with, you know, with the SPAC and stuff, I might try and push it and just go in as Stone Talon, go into Decilus and just see how she goes with the mobs. But otherwise I can always come back to Stone Talon, you know, just to see how squishy she's feeling. So yeah. So I did, that was good. Other than that, everything else has been the big stuff, other than healing for a dungeon for some friends last night, which was fun. Anyway, okay. Yeah, so yes. I don't swear very often in this game, but there are two things.
You swear all the time. All the time. Yeah. You curse me out all the time.
You're a liar. But there is two things that in the game that actually I can get quite upset and a bit of a potty mouth. And one of them is PvP, which is a given. I'm PvP, it's like, die. And the other one is when I play my healer and I'm healing. And I'm yelling at everyone, get out of the poop now. I'm like, yeah. So, I didn't say it in those words, though, but yeah, they were all killing themselves laughing. Thanks, guys. Anyway, that's the experience I'm not going to do again for a while. Anyway, so yes.
Very healing.
You can
yell a lot more people that way.
Yes, yes. I used to raid heal in Wrath. Because we didn't have healers, so been there, done that, and I'm not going back there. So I admire anyone who does that. That is just awesome that you can do that. I've got a couple friends who are really good at healing, you know, healing raids, and I'm not. I just, you know where your strengths are? It is not my strength, so yeah. Playing a healer is definitely not my strength. Anyway. Okay, let's go on to chit chat. So this is where can ask us.
Hold on. Yes. I got it up on the screen. This is not the random one. Okay. I can't do bloodthirsty because I'm gonna go insane. I just can't do it. Not yet. I just can't. Not yet. Soon.
Right.
Just not right now. So I have on the screen the page, and I was gonna hit refresh. And that's going to be what I'm going to do. Okay. So right now it says Dwarf Monk, but that was just me to get to the page. That one was never going to count. I never knew. I never thought it was going to count. So here we go. Mm-hmm. Ready?
All right. Okay.
So this should show up.
Yep.
Oh, are you kidding me? A troll.
What is it?
Troll Death Knight.
Really? Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yep. All right.
Okay. All right. Excellent. There we
Death
go.
Knight
okay,
again.
Stone's going to make again. A troll Death Knight and tell us about his adventures next week.
Oh, yes. It's going to be fun because it's going to be a lot of grinding.
Oh, it is. Mine updated.
It's grinding still, you know? Yeah. Well, it's true. I do like my Death Knight.
You wanted a DK. Then you got your DK. That's cool.
All right.
Good luck. Have you picked your name yet?
No. It's going to be like, I can't say because I don't want it to get taken. So,
all right. Okay. All right. Let's go on to chit chat. So this is where anyone can send us questions, email us, warn us about the challenges, tips and tricks, and all those kinds of fun stuff. So, Short, can I get you to take the one from Twitter, please?
Yes. Donnie asks, "Hey, sir, in the Iron Man challenge, are the artifact weapons allowed?" And we said no, right?
Nope.
That's right.
No.
You're allowed to go get it to unlock the quests, but you can't use it. So. basically, yes, you can get them, but no, you can't use it. And once we see more people than just one person leveling up, we'll know if we are going to be 100% no, like flat out no. So it's like, no, you can't use it, but you can do the quests because we want you to be able to do the zone quest. But if you can do the zone quest without having to use the weapon, no point to use the weapon then, right? So.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right. So no emails or anything?
No emails. It did have some private messages come in, but it's stuff that I think we've covered before. Stuff I don't think that was just questions about how to do XYZ that probably not the best thing to be talking about on the show, because I'd rather not talk about what the code is able to do and not do.
Okay.
Right?
Well, chat room's got some stuff anyway. So when they were talking about the quest that you were saying, the Zanzel, Stir happened to say, that's the name of the quest, Through the Troll's Hole. We always advise to skip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
As he says, anything with a one-shot mechanic, which sometimes that can be a bit hard remembering which one. So I suppose, you
comes
know,
with
do
experience.
You then go and look it up on Wowhead? I mean, I don't always look stuff up, so...
I'm not going to look up every single...
Google Quest.
Yeah. So it's gonna come. It's gonna come with. It's gonna come with experience.
Yeah. Right?
So.
But that one you probably won't forget for a while. So.
I kind of want to go back and do it again though, and see if the ladder actually appears.
Maybe take a normal tune first and see. Yeah. I was gonna say, sure. Is there any quest that that stands out in your mind that you think, oh yeah, I'm not doing that quest again, had a bad experience with it? Or
last time I haven't done a normal Iron Man in so long I can't remember, and I think it was before some of them have changed, but I'm not going anywhere near that rare spider ever again. I'm bloodthirsty.
As he did want you to ask Stone a question. But as he's trolling, thanks, Azzy. We do appreciate that you like giving us questions. Thank you. Caves, yes, caves are bad, Azzy. We do know that. Okay, so just going back a little bit, Stir was saying subtlety rogues can't kill NPCs. Might need to test outlaw spec to see if that helps.
For the intro quests, I guess.
For start, yeah, because he was talking with Lysen about how he was going. So Lysen said, so you will need to start killing stuff in Legion, find the lowest HP mobs and start grinding. And yeah, that's when Sir says subtlety rogues can't kill NPCs.
Okay.
And he might need to test outlaw. Okay. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Okay. Are you scrolling through the chat? Are you scrolling through the chat room stuff?
Yeah.
So subtlety is almost impossible.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting to know.
I really wish Blizzard would have given us the power to track the number of spec changes, because I really think it would have been neat to see how far you could get in each particular spec. You know, like how far can you get as a Fury Warrior or something, right? Really, I really wish they had given us that. Maybe I'll bug them at BlizzCon saying, you know what, it's just a counter, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Because usually that works, right? Come on.
Yeah.
Like the best thing ever.
That works.
Lita, well, come on. Sometimes it does, actually. It's funny.
Sometimes it does. I was going to say.
Yes, it does. Sometimes it does.
If people whinge and complain enough, it can actually work. But, you know,
Come on, Lita.
Come on. What?
Okay. Is it my go, right? Are
That's pretty much leave the chat room. I was just going back to see. They were talking about Ash had died today at 103. Zortz does say, do not die. This is something he has yet to master.
Oh, I think I saw
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, Zortz.
Yep.
Yeah, that was earlier.
Yep.
Sorry, Zortz. Yes.
Kiru said that Short is the best guild leader ever.
She's biased. She's in my guild.
That's okay. okay. Yeah. So I can go.
Hang on. No.
Oh, okay.
Manus Mind just said, I'm doing it without changing spec. Once they hit 10, I stick. Just my opinion, but changing specs to better your attempt in certain situations, it's a bit cheesy. Yeah, that's totally your choice to do that. Sure. Absolutely. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, good luck. Good luck, everyone, for this week. Now, Stone, take it away.
Oh, okay. So our next show will be Saturday, October the 1st, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. It's going to do the robot. And that is Sunday, October the 2nd, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. And next week we will be rejoined by a former guest, or a one-time guest, who was guesting with John Palmer at the time. We had a duo thing going on because they were having this little head-to-head thing. Anyways, so, you know, going off track, we are going to be joined by Swords next week. So it's going to be interesting to see what he says about his recent adventures.
Adventures. That's a nice way of putting it. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Short, thank you so much for coming and joining us today. We do really appreciate and loved having a chat with you. So can you tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you, please?
I'm Ability Powered on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, YouTube, just about everywhere. And I have abilitypowered.com. Cool.
Excellent. All righty.
I'm most active on Twitter, though.
All right. Well, we will make sure we've got the links for all of that on the website with the episode too. So if people are unsure where they can find you, they can check that out. And as for that, check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can contact us here at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We are on Facebook. Yay! Facebook.com/wowchallenges. And check out the videos of the show, as well as I think your streaming ones. Stone, isn't that when you do the irons and stuff, they go up there as well on the YouTube channel?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I haven't been uploading the streams lately of the playthroughs. It's just more the shows. I mean, I guess I should. I just haven't been recording them. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't forget, you can check out youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. And come catch us live every week. We are on twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
So I want to say thank you again to all of our patrons. We are going to be doing a little contest thingy. Well, not contest thingy. I mean, it's just more of a, if we can get up to a certain level, then we'll start to give away like a BattleNet card or Blizzard store card or shirt, whichever one you want, to a random person, as long as you're over a certain level. And once I've really figured that out, I'll put that up. That'll be sometime next week, I think, I hope. You can, lots of us. Dang it, Lita. Come on, Lita. You can find me on Lita. Wow. You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as a podcast that Lita and I both co-host, Adventures in Azeroth. Lita.
Thanks, Stone.
Wow.
That's all.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's now, awesome.
Where people can find me, I'm on Twitter. I'm at Leta. Wow. That's LeetaWow. And if anyone wants to listen to more of my voice ramblings, whatever. I do do.
Do do.
Adventures in Azeroth. Yes, I knew that was going to get you. Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. We do that every week, as well as Behind the Avatar. And I have a geeky show called Geektopia. Other than that, thank you to Mark Conan, as always, for our wonderful intro. We do love it. Thank you so much. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan. Wow. So if you want to get in contact with him and see what he can, if, you know, just chat with him, or if you want him to do stuff, then have a chat to Mark Conan, because he is awesome. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, I think that is a show.
All right. Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Lita.
Say goodbye, Short and Stone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Right, see you later.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016, WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.